He touched my fingers with the tips of his leather gloves. He wasn't exactly warm and friendly, but if Nigel Pierce wanted to write about my shop for World Journey magazine, he could be as cold as he wanted to be. "Pretty town. The Christmas stuff is a mite over the top for my taste, but they say some people like all this holiday kitsch. We're going to title the article America's Christmas Town." "How nice," I said, ignoring the fact that he'd called my beautiful artisanal goods holiday kitsch. I did not leap into the air and high-five Jackie, although I wanted to. My father and the burgomasters and burgomistresses of Rudolph would be beyond delighted. They'd been trying for a long time to have our town known as America's Christmas Town, but we had stiff competition from the likes of Santa Claus, Indiana, Christmas, Florida, North Pole, Alaska, and Snowflake, Arizona. If World Journey gave us the label, it would pretty much be official. I could imagine my dad saying,
"Take that, Snowflake."
"Nice shop." Nigel lifted his camera and began taking pictures. He should have asked permission first, but I was hardly going to slap him down for being rude, now was I?
"Nice stuff."
He focused on Jackie. She tossed her hair, tilted her chin, stuck out her chest, and beamed. "Why don't you come out from behind the counter and show us some of these pretty things, love?" Jackie threw me a questioning glance.
"Your boss won't mind," Nigel said. "I'll get some shots of her looking Christmassy."